As Venom, The Last Dance continues to dominate the international box office, bringing the franchise's total to $1.5 billion. Star Tom Hardy and director Kelly Marcel stated that the Sony Marvel films were always intended to culminate as a trilogy, reported Deadline. "We knew it would be three," said Marcel, who is credited as a writer on all three films and Hale made the final installment. "We knew it was a trilogy and we knew it would end like this from the beginning," she continued. "Sony asked me to direct and I was like, oh, okay then. I have been on the first two movies and it felt like we knew that this was the third and final one, and knew that this one was going to be both a blast but emotional as well." While talking about her collaboration with Hardy, who co-wrote the story for the last two films, Marcel said, "I feel like Tom and I, having spent the better part of 7 years working on this, really wanted to bring this one home from inception to the finish line. It felt like the right time to step up and the right movie to do it with," Hardy agreed, saying, 100%. Venom, The Last Dance marks Hardy's final foray into the role of Eddie Brock, Venom, following his acclaimed performances in Venom, 2018, and Venom, Let There Be Carnage, 2021. Joining Hardy in this adventure are Chiwetel Ejiofor, Juno Temple, Rhys Ifans, Peggy Liu, Alana Obak and Stephen Graham. The film is directed by Kelly Marcel from a screenplay, based on the story by Hardy and Marcel. The film is produced by Avi Arad, Matt Tolmach, Amy Pascal, Kelly Marcel, Tom Hardy and Hutch Parker. The original Venom, directed by Ruben Fleischer, was a surprise smash hit. As per the picture's logline, hunted by both of their worlds and with the net closing in, the duo are forced into a devastating decision that will bring the curtains down on Venom and Eddie's last dance, reported Deadline.